Today we start a new chapter. Babun fi التفكر في عظيم مخلوقات الله تعالى وفناء الدنيا وأهوال الآخرة وسائر أمورهما وتقصير النفس وتهذيبها وحملها على الاستقامة. The chapter on reflecting over the great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over pondering over the magnificent creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fleeting nature of this world. In other words, the transitory, the short nature of this world, the terrors and the difficulties of the year after, other matters of this world and the year after, and the curtailment and culturing of the soul, the nafs, of taking care, looking after the nafs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the soul that Allah ta'ala has given to us, and keeping it steadfast. This pondering over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing small, it's something that has great, great benefits. In fact, pondering about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that there is no worship like pondering. There is no worship like a person pondering. And another hadith is Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentioned, then pondering for a moment is better than standing in worship at night. Pondering just for a moment of the great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than standing in worship at night. Because it makes a person understand and realize that who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Sometimes we see things but we don't appreciate what we see. That this body that Allah, if a person just looks at this body that Allah ta'ala has given him. Now if he has to go to the hospital and see a person who can't, his kidneys are not functioning, he just has to look at the dialysis machine. And he realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him kidneys that can function beautifully without any electricity. Such small kidneys, that machine, such a big machine has to do the job of what one person's kidneys would do. And if there's no electricity, then it becomes a problem. But this kidneys that Allah ta'ala has given us, there's no electricity, no power supply. And you take that machine, if you put it, dunk it in a little bit of water, that machine will break. But this person can dive and go underwater and he can go scuba diving. And those machines are still carrying on like normal in his body. Then you look at another machine, for example, a ventilator that person has to go. And then you look at this big machine here and you think that Allah Ta'ala has given a person lungs. And it just continues without any problem, without any servicing, without any major problems. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that it just continues. No power supply, electricity blackouts, load shedding, nothing affecting it. A person is going underwater too, no problem. A person is going in the sky. 30,000 meters above sea level, there's no harm, no difficulty. So person looks at these things and he ponders about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, the different systems, this heart that Allah ta'ala has given us, just pumping and pumping and pumping, about 100,000 times it's pumping a day, person doesn't even realize it. Who's doing it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was, from the time this person is born, it's happening, whether his mind is even thinking about it, not thinking about it, this breathing that he's doing, all these things, it helps a person understand and appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one jamaat, they jumped into the taxi and they are going somewhere in India. So as the Amir is sitting in the back and he's talking, giving dawah to the driver. So the driver mentions that, I don't believe in Allah, I don't believe in any God, I'm an atheist. So the Amir told him that, why don't you just turn around and speak to us? You know, it's better than you driving and you're facing the front. So he said, if I'm going to turn around and speak to you all, the car will crash because I'm in control of this car. So then Amir told him from there that if you just turn around from the small car to talk to us and the car will crash, you think this big earth, this big universe with these galaxies and universes and Milky Ways and solar systems, if there's nobody controlling this thing, you think this thing won't crash? If you just can't, one small car, if you're going to leave it, it will crash. What about this big earth? Can it be possible that nobody is controlling it and it's just continuing like this? So person ponders about the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has great, great benefits. Unfortunately, what happens today is that we are so consumed, especially the younger generation, by the gadgetry and the gadgets, that the big, beautiful creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we forget to ponder about. Look at the solar system Allah ta'ala has created. That today, for example, Subah Sadiq came in at 3:34. Now, the next... Every day, continuously, we can predict that what will happen on this particular date in next year, in Rabi, for example, in the solar system, in the solar day or the solar calendar, that exactly 3:34 the sun will rise. on another day, what time it will rise, what time is sunset, perfect. And the sun is still burning without any coal, without any electricity, without any servicing for thousands of years, giving energy to so many people. All this just can't happen by excuse. All this can't just happen on its own, just by chance. So when a person starts pondering over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes to the realization that there has to be a being that is in control. Inshallah, we'll just do one or two short ayat and we'll complete for today. Qala Allah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran, إنما أعظكم بواحدة أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى ثم تتفكروا. Allah Ta'ala says, I give you only one advice, that you stand up for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in pairs, individually, and then reflect. Why in pairs? Sometimes when a person is with some company, then to reflect about Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala becomes easier. And sometimes when a person is reflecting alone, all alone, he's pondering about the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he's able to reflect better. So sometimes with company and sometimes alone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I'm giving you one advice, that you should stand up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in pairs and individually, and then reflect. One more ayat, وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ الْآيَاتُ. Allah Ta'ala says, surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth and in the alteration of night and day, there are signs for those who have intelligence. Just by looking at how the day comes in, how the night comes in, precision, clockwork, person can already predict sunset. Sunset hasn't come, but already we can predict sunset. Not only for today, we can predict it for years to come. That on this particular day, this will be the sunrise time, this will be the sunset time, this will be the zawal time. Not late, like how sometimes you get a flight that is late, a train that is late, a bus that is late. Not late, even a second. Precision, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the alteration or in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, are signs for those who have intelligence. They remember Allah Ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. They say, O our Allah, O our Sustainer, you have not created all this in vain. But wallah, you haven't, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. You haven't just created this to play, like how a child plays with a Lego. He builds something and he breaks it. Makes something else and he breaks it. Wallah, you haven't done all this just in jest, like you don't have anything to do, so you created all these huge things. You haven't done this in vain. We proclaim your purity from all defects, wallah. You are free from any type of blemish and any type of defect. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that destruction be to the person who recites this verse and he does not ponder over it, does not ponder over the meaning of this verse. Such a beautiful verse in the creation of the heavens and of the, and the earth, in the alternation of the day and night, are signs for those who reflect. So after reading this ayat and he doesn't reflect, then destruction be to such a person that he doesn't reflect over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.